ancient Rome, one of the greatest superpowers in history, whose far-reaching legacy continues to shape our lives. For close on 1,000 years, the Romans dominated the known world. Theirs was an extraordinary empire that heralded an age of unprecedented prosperity and stability, but that also ruled through violence and oppression. Rome's rise to greatness wasn't inevitable. Its epic history was often decided by single, critical moments. In this series, we explore 8 key days that help to explain Rome's remarkable success. To understand the significance of these 8 days, we travel across the Roman world, examining remarkable finds and investigating the complexities of what it was to be Roman. A monsoon storm on the coast of an island in the Indian Ocean. But this is not a normal tropical island. This is Madagascar. Once joined to Africa, Madagascar has been isolated for millions of years, and it has evolved a set of wildlife all of its own. More than 80% of it is found nowhere else on Earth. This strange island is split in two by a line of mountains running its length. The eastern slopes are drenched with rain and cloaked in jungle. But cross these mountains to the western side, and you are in another world. To live here, you would need to cope with a landscape that is bone dry for most of the year, a land where rain is fleeting and quite unpredictable. And yet, Madagascar's arid lands are full of life. Everything that lives here has its own fight for survival and resources, as the seasons swing by. In this eccentric land, some of the strategies wildlife has developed are quite extraordinary. Over the last century, British Airways has become one of our most iconic companies. It launched the world's first international flight service, the first jetliner, and the first ever supersonic passenger plane. But it has also faced very turbulent times. It has struggled to keep up with the competition and been forced to make tough decisions in order to survive. This is the story of a thoroughly British airline and its first 100 years in the sky. Britain, in the late 1960s and 70s, was an exciting time of youth culture and dynamic technological advances. The hovercraft came into service, and we saw man land on the moon. This time of change also saw Britain's aviation industry in transition when a new company emerged from a government amalgamation of BOAC and BEA into the modern airline we know now.